trying to pulls Josh Angel through the ropes back into the ring to CJ Felony.
Slams him. CJ Felony.
And here is, what are we seeing here? Jeff, it is Jack Russell. He has returned.
Emerging from the back to taunt CJ.
Having a stare down with CJ Felony as Josh Angel recovers.
They're trading words.
Now, what implications could this have? CJ doesn't see it, but
Josh Angel is mustering. That's one good boy right there.
Oh! Josh Angel lands a blow to the midsection on CJ Felony, grabs that leg and is going in, locks in the submission maneuver.
He's got him.
CJ Felony taps and Josh Angel has won the open challenge match. Here our second match of the night.
The Angelic Josh Angel.
Again, we hear that holy music playing him out.
It's wonderful. He just needed a chance to find himself, and Jack Russell gave him that chance.
Exactly.
And now Jack Russell.
How should we say it on the air?
I think he's marking his territory.
Marking his territory on CJ Felony.
Oof. Felony's going to have to hit the laundromat tonight.
And a handshake between Josh Angel and Jack Russell here. Perhaps the signal of a friendship, certainly, for Jack Russell to have come out and aided him in this way.
I guess all dogs do go to heaven.
Hey! He pulled my hair!
CJ Felony insisting there was a hair pull.
I don't see much hair on him, though.
Yeah. The wonders of an audio format, Jeff.
Go. CJ's having words with the audience.
The official walking him out, but CJ Felony not seemingly acquiescing.
Powder keg ready to go off.
Not too sportsmanlike in the very least. He is in agony, divine agony.
Quite a sore loser indeed. Seemingly stopping a confrontation with someone in the front row.
Thank you to the official there for taking care of that. The official lifts the audience member's hand up, who
a
just
hometown
survived.
Hero.
Hometown hero, sticking it to CJ Felony.
About training with the IWA and becoming a professional wrestler, let me remind you, it would be your legal chance to punch CJ Felony in the face.
Wonderful observation from our ring announcer, Cheeky.
What's up to you?
Wise words?
I'm sold! Our following match is a singles competition. We have a 20-year veteran going up against one of IWA's second-year students. That seems a little unfair. Introducing first.
Oh.
Anticipation builds in the spire.
It is. It's palpable. What is that, Fleetwood Mac?
Sure is.
Oof, nothing gets the blood going.
I'm certainly ready. This is one of my favorite tracks of theirs. Let's see who we have in store. Well, we are joined here in the spire by the Hollywood hunk, Dino Benjamin, taking his time to observe this crowd.
That's right. It says that Dino debuted in the year of 2007. That means he's been going hard for 17 years.
And it's tough to compete with experience in that ring at the end of the day, Jeff.
Quite.
It'll be interesting to see how this match shapes up for his opponent.
I would assume after 17 years in the business, he's experienced more than a few Canadian winters. Being up here from Hollywood, California.
That's for certain. He's certainly a party to one, the beginning of one today.
Those pants, shiny, copper, wonderful. Definitely a showman.
Makes his way into the ring. Okay, his entrance music, his entrance is not done.
I agree. Let's let this song ride.
And how could it be? You're all the way from Hollywood. You got to take your moment to showboat.
Who has got the gumption to fight the man from Cali?
Max Carnage has arrived in the Spire, and Dino Benjamin making a swift exit from that ring.
I don't blame him. Hailing from Rockwood Asylum, more like hailing from my deepest, darkest nightmares. I wouldn't want to be in the ring with that guy. I'm nervous just sitting this far away from him.
Yeah, we are certainly close to the ring here, and hopefully, if you hear us calling this match a little partial for Max, then you know we might be.
I mean, it's one thing to deal with the noise of the crowd, but to deal with the voices in your own head. I don't envy Dino.
Dino certainly not liking the looks of this. Staying on the outside, the official gesturing that he's got to get in.
It's like squaring off against a Hollywood horror legend. Like Leatherface or Hannibal Lecter. I think I need to excuse myself for about 20 minutes. Once this is over, oh. I'm a little freaked out.
Dino, slowly, incredibly slowly, makes his way into the ring very gingerly, asking the official to please keep Max in his own corner.
Justified trepidation, if I've ever seen any.
Official rings the bell. The match is on.
Going.
Two competitors circling each other.
Focused entirely on one another.
Max attempts to lock up. Dino rolls out.
Ooh. Almost grabbed him by the scruff of his hair there.
Our crowd here at the Spire, none too pleased, looking for the action. As Max stands in the middle of the ring, wheeling Dino Benjamin back down the aisle and into their match. Official started the count. Dino gets in when he wants to get in, is what we just heard. See, I thought in Hollywood you'd have something like call time.
Right.
But when you're a star, who knows?
I mean, if you're going to be up for awards consideration, you have to put on a brave face.
Exactly.
So far, we haven't seen much of one, but not like I can blame Dino.
Again, now both competitors back in the ring, but they have yet to really lock up or start. Carnage ready to go.
Simmering with rage.
The two lock up. Carnage sending Dino into the corner. Ref calls for a break. Clean break, repeats Dino Benjamin before shoving Max into the center of the ring. Again, Dino to the outside.
Carnage looks a little frustrated. Not too phased.
I can't help but wonder if it might be a bad idea to work Max Carnage's temper up in this way from Dino Benjamin.
Yeah.
You never know what might happen. Might be best to just get it over with rather than deal with an angry Max Carnage.
True. If Dino doesn't fight him, who's he going to turn on?
This is true. We got people here that are just trying to have a nice night. We've got you and I who are way too close to the ring.
Way
I don't like that.
Close.
The official sending Max back to the corner as Dino gets back in. Hopefully we will see the proper start to our match here. Again, they're circling.
A little bit of showboating from the Hollywood hunk. And a kick.
Dino has locked up Max and has taken them both to their knees. Max attempting to counter, wiggle his way out of this maneuver. grabs for anything he can, the hair, the face, the neck of Dino Benjamin, sends him into the ropes and lands an elbow square to the chest. Dino just wailing on Max Carnage there in the corner.
Dino took that elbow.
Yeah,
like a
headbutt to the midsection. For all his kind of avoidance, Dino Benjamin seems ready to go.
Max Carnage laying into him with the elbow. The slap heard round the spire.
Another elbow drop from Max Carnage.
Dino
Rather,
Benjamin.
The elbow dropping Dino Benjamin.
Quite a drop, making his way back up onto his feet.
Dino counters with a kick to Max's attempt. And now hits the elbow strike again on Dino Benjamin, laying him out. Got to be careful of that face. That's a Hollywood face.
That's right. That's the moneymaker. Slammed down by Carnage. Carnage has him pinned to the ring. And it's a two count.
Two counts as the official. I'm seeing some three counts from the audience here in the spire. Seemingly behind Max Carnage after all of the kind of nonsense that we saw this match kind of start off with.
Can't be winded already.
Looks to grab for the vertical suplex, but Dino counters. Goes for a strike. Max counters, grabs the fist. Wrenching that hand. Laying in a few strikes. Dino attempts to go for the face, maybe the eyes from our vantage point. Can't quite tell.
True. Oh, no, I think he might have got Max Carnage right in the peepholes.
Drops him on the knee, and then the mat goes for the pin. Does Dino Benjamin?
Two
says
count.
The official.
Almost for the Hollywood hunk.
That's so scary. Dino landing kicks on Max while he's down.
Might have regained his confidence a bit.
Another kick's in the corner.
Laying into Carnage, foot firmly pressed on Max's head.
Official calls for the break. Max slowly getting to his feet.
We almost had a break there.
Max, lands a strike, but not before Dino lands an elbow and goes for the pin.
Not quite.
The official says two. Again, bringing Max up by his head and hanging him over the second rope. Max is kicking his feet. Again, the ref calls for a break.
I think we're seeing that experience come into play.
We certainly are, and whether you think it's sportsmanlike or not, it seems to have taken the wind out of Max Carnage. Again, Dino Benjamin clawing for the face and the eyes of Max Carnage. Maybe it's not Max we've got to be worried about, Jeff.
Maybe. They fight dirty in Hollywood.
Ain't that the truth? Dino loads him up, goes for another. Suplex lands him on the mat, goes for the pin. Max kicks out at two.
Definitely feel the rafter shaking on that one. And Dino Benjamin locking up Max Carnage with his legs.
The official's looking for the submission, checking in with Max Carnage.
Carnage is not looking good.
Dino keeps wrenching that arm.
The crowd rallying behind Carnage.
Let's go Carnage. This is the name of the game at the Spire right now.
Yes, behind that ferocious mask is just a sad, lonely little man.
It's true, but a pretty ferocious one at that. Max Carnage works his way out of the submission, landing a few elbows to the midsection of Dino Benjamin, who plants him in the middle again, going for those eyes and that face. Dino goes for another pin.
Two count again.
Nearly three, but only two, says the official. Max Carnage lives to die another day.
Slammed to the ring by his head.
What do you think of your daddy, huh?
Uh-oh.
Now
Dino
that's just
Benjamin going for the family of Max Carnage, who is here tonight.
I don't know. Will that be the catalyst to
is
pull
that
Max
a little
Carnage
far,
out of this?
Will that be Dino's undoing? Dino lands a kick from the corner. Max Carnage recovers, but slams into the mat with a huge lariat, does Max Carnage. Both men splayed out. The official starts the count.
Who's getting up? They both look very worn.
Three count.
Oh, and like a phoenix rising from the ashes. Oh, they're both making their way up. Two phoenixes.
Dino lands a strike on Max. Another strike, but
Carnage is looking a little
unaffected, if not angry.
Yeah. Oh, and a drop
Massive.
Kick. Right to the head. Max Carnage
slams him with that lariat in the corner, throws him to the other turnbuckle.
Finally starting to show some inner rage.
Landing boot after boot and strike after strike on Dino Benjamin here. Max Carnage fully in control of this match. Slams him to the middle. Goes for the pin. Dino miraculously kicks out.
That was close. Max Carnage coming back.
Again, that experience showing for Dino Benjamin being able to kick out after a flurry of blows.
Too true. Carnage is frustrated. Dino looks like he's hanging on by a bit of a thread on the edge of the ring on his hands and knees. Max Carnage meeting him at the edge. Oh, it's anyone's match at this point. Oh!
Unbelievable. Dino drops Max Carnage on the apron, splayed out in front of our crowd here at the Spire, and throws him back into the ring, but Max Carnage not looking too good after that.
Too true.
Dino's going to the top.
He's up.
Hits
he's
that
down.
Crossbody.
Oof, that was
Max Carnage kicks out at two after all of that.
Dino wondering what's going on.
Maybe a little frustrated he hasn't been able to put this match in the ground so far.
That's true. Everyone knows the awards race in Hollywood takes a long time. He's in contention, but will he?
He's got to get back to set.
Yeah. Oh, impressive.
Max Carnage lands an unbelievable kick on Dino Benjamin as a counter. Again, is controlling the pace of this match. Lets out a war cry, drops him with another strike.
After the beating that the Hollywood hunk is taking, he's going to be doing voiceover work for the time being.
Max Carnage could have gone for the pin there.
Carnage is
up. But it wasn't enough. He goes for the splash, but nobody's home. Dino rolls away. I can't help but think that temper might have gotten the best of Max Carnage as he sent right into the turnbuckle. Dino taking Max for a ride there, goes for the pin. And it is Dino Benjamin's match. The crowd is not pleased. But once again, that experience and that Hollywood charm paying off.
There you go. Looks like Max Carnage will be heading back to his padded cellar Rockwood for the time being. Impressive.
A rather unhappy crowd here at the Spire, but still a pretty hot one.
No
ready
one
for a Kingston Saturday night.
No one likes the Hollywood elite. Max Carnage making his way up.
Max Carnage slowly gets to his feet, being assisted by the official as Dino greets an unwelcoming audience.
Well, sometimes that's just the way she goes.
Especially when you've got competition like this.
I wouldn't want to run into Carnage in a dark parking lot after the show tonight. He might be a little frustrated.
How about one more massive boom for Dino Benjamin?
I think that speaks for itself.
A wonderful effort from Max Carnage making his way out. Hopefully somewhere with a cold compress and a cold drink.
You guys have been amazing so far. Thank you for all the energy. Why don't we take a short break, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, recharge, and we'll come back. If you can, make a donation to our friend CFRC over at the corner. Yes, ring the bell.
And that bell means it is time for a quick break. Again, if you're just tuning in, please stay locked because we're going to be here all night with the rest of the event. You are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM broadcasting live from the Spire on this Saturday night for IWA and CFRC's Wrestling School of Rock here with Lauren Tucker and Jeff the Nerd.
Oh, it's a gorgeous night, a wonderful Saturday here in downtown Kingston. We are at the Spire, otherwise known as Sydenham Street United Church, just rocking it. Founded in 1851. I think this is the first full-on wrestling show that this establishment has ever been a party to.
I am told by the IWA that it is, in fact. We're making Kingston wrestling history.
This is fantastic.
Both at the Spire and on CFRC. We have never broadcast anything like this before, but hopefully it won't be the last time.
Absolutely. We are playing to a sold-out audience here.
Unbelievable turnout, but you know what? It's Saturday night, and this is the first awesome event of its kind, so maybe not so surprising.
Absolutely. What was your takeaway, Lauren, on the last fight there?
My takeaway on that last fight is definitely that we saw what we said at the top really come to fruition. You saw that Dino Benjamin lost control of that match
yes.
at various different points, but that experience and that ability to run the clock a little bit, even that ability to play dirty, unfortunately, within the bounds of a professional wrestling ring, ultimately seemed to land him the victory over Max Carnage, who was trying his hardest, but again, that temper sometimes maybe should have gone for that pin before climbing to those ropes, but then again, if I was in there, I wouldn't know what to do with myself.
So. Too true.
Too much of a... What about you? What was your favorite thing that we've seen in the night?
Well, So far, the last match, I do agree that I think Dino, the Hollywood Hunk's experience definitely helped him out. I think he used the showboating to the audience to get under Max's, you know, mask, essentially.
Absolutely.
And get his blood boiling. And then that, like a mad dog going for a chew toy, kind of ruined Max Carnage. He lost control and he lost his strategy and he lost the match, unfortunately. But I gotta say, I think my favorite match of the night, speaking of dogs, was Jack Russell.
Jack Russell certainly turning in an impressive performance to start us off here against Ashcroft, who was placed in this match as a representative or perhaps a protege of a kind of Senthal, two very formidable competitors who looking to take over this whole timeline. Very hefty task, but perhaps one that they are up to.
Too true, too true. And then Jack Russell coming back in the next match after that to distract and help out his friend Angel.
Josh Angel,
that's
yeah,
right.
Against the open challenge from CJ Felony, of course, an IWA instructor here who is maybe a little cocky in facing Josh Angel at first and definitely taking his time again, like similar to what we saw. Hey, there
hey,
we just saw Jack Russell coming by the commentary station to say, how woof.
He's making the rounds looking for a squeak toy.
I'm going to pay for that one later. But it is an electric crowd here at the Spire. I think we are going to take a really quick break, but we're going to have some tunes for you and that sort of thing. And we will be right back with the back half of this event. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
I'm
back with you here on CFRC 101.9 FM, coming to you live from the Spire on this Kingston Saturday night with IWA and CFRC's Wrestling School of Rock, a sold-out electric event.
Oh, yeah.
You're live with Lauren Tucker and Jeff the Nerd.
It's hot in here, Lauren.
It sure is.
Things are going quite well. We've had three matches already. We're just finishing up a quick intermission. We're getting ready for the next bout, but my goodness, what a great way to spend part of a weekend.
An amazing way to kind of kick off the holiday season, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, a little violence.
Chock-a-block all ages in here tonight.
For sport. Violence for sport.
Check, check. Welcome back, everybody. Are we well rested and ready to go? All right, before we get back to action, we're having a raffle tonight, so I'm going to call out three winners, if you can get your tickets out.
Oh, how can I do that?
All right, so I'll send the winners over to the corner there. We have our prize bags being held up.
We're joined by Dinah tonight over at our CFRC table.
712-568. 712-568.
Our first winner of the night.
Our second winner, number 712-556. Anybody? There we go.
Our second winner of the night.
Last but not least, 712-562.
Oh, we have our third winner. Three winners of our CFRC raffle draw. People receive tickets as a part of buying
amazing. Thanks
a ticket to this event.
We appreciate that.
Turn it back over to Cheeky for
Let's
our next match.
Get back to the fights.
Oh, yeah.
Our following contest is a graduation match. Introducing the first opponent.
Hit the Spire for this graduation match. The crowd is electric here at the beginning of our second half.
They love him. He is a crowd pleaser.
Obviously, with a lot of wrestling history here in Kingston, even with our last IWA event that you and I were both at back in May.
Yeah, absolutely. KL Shock, phenomenal back then.
Wrestled a great match against Frankie Kazarian.
Introducing KL Shock's opponent and trainee at the IWA.
Exuberance from the young Billy Baxter.
This is certainly going to be one to watch. Billy Baxter has trained hard at the IWA. Saying hello to commentary over here. Going to hear from Kale Shaw.
This one is a special one for me. As you guys heard earlier today, we started the school in 2019. And it almost hurts me to say because of how hard they work. But this man right here is somebody who came in and worked his butt off. He did absolutely everything that we've ever asked him or told him to do, to the point where I even took him with me, and he became my little brother, and we've been traveling around, and he's been getting opportunities already before his graduation because of how hard he's worked and the trust that we've built with him. Tonight, you have a chance in your graduation match to beat me and earn your graduation. And no matter what happens tonight, I just want you to know that I am so unbelievably proud of you.
Billy Baxter sticking KL Shock with the low blow before the match has even begun. What are we seeing here?
I thought they were going in for a nice cordial handshake.
Me too. Billy Baxter has the mic.
You idiots! You're proud of me? You said you're proud of me? I didn't do this to make you proud. I didn't do this for your approval. And I sure as hell didn't do this so I could pretend to be your little brother.
What do you think, overconfidence of youth?
Or maybe a
little
bit of...
You're the gatekeeper to the career I want, and I'm going to take my graduation from you.
Why are you doing this?
Why are you doing this? Is KL Shock, Billy Baxter to stare.
Sorry, Shock, it's just business.
Oh, and a strike to the forehead with the microphone.
Baxter braining KL Shock and calls for the bell.
Shock is still down. Those microphones have D batteries, by the way. They're heavy.
No laughing matter. Certainly not the light and portable stuff that we use, Jeff. You got to be able to withstand what comes in the ring.
Oh, and Baxter just casually lies on.
KL Shock kicks out. We do have a match on our hands after all.
Already with a two count. Giving Zillennials a bad name.
Certainly, I'm none too happy with Billy Baxter's representation of us here on the.
he's
landing strike after strike on KL Shock. His mentor in the crowd seems to be behind Billy Baxter here.
Oof. Baxter absolutely showboating, standing on top of KL Shock's shoulders.
And absolutely, if you'll forget the pun, a shocking turn of events for this graduation match here after KL Shock's heartfelt words.
I guess that's why they call Baxter the Menace.
Could be.
Oh, stamps on Shock's hand. No ukulele playing for KL Shock tonight.
Baxter runs him over.
An impressive display of acrobatics from Baxter. And he knows
Slice
it.
Slice right up the turnbuckle and into the pin. Two. Official says it's two. But that was very, very close for KL Shock and very close for Billy Baxter to win his graduation.
KL Shock looking frustrated now.
Attempting to rally the crowd behind him, or perhaps rally himself to face the monster he's created. Billy Baxter pokes KL Shock in the eyes, seemingly graduating by any means necessary.
Toying with him almost.
I would agree. Again.
And another.
Flips him for the pin in the middle of the ring. That is a three count. The match is over when it's barely begun.
Wow, wow, wow. Shorter than a TikTok video.
Billy Baxter is calling for the end. The end of his music.
My name's not Billy. Keep it up. I don't deal with the goofy music.
Billy Baxter. On
He's
his way to the tech
to the
deck.
Commentary table. We.
I swear to God.
Coming for
I'm
our.
Button you've depressed to play that stupid Toy Story music. I'm not doing it again.
Our intrepid technical manager. Chancellor fighting back the only way he knows how, with music.
With the music. It's very nearly a close one for you and I, Jeff. Baxter, I'm not sure I should call him Billy. I'll just call him Baxter. He's coming back to the ring.
Bill Baxter pushing the photographer out of the way.
He's going under the ring. He's got a chair.
Oh, my goodness.
KL Shock is laid out in the middle. middle of the ring, and Billy Baxter has the chair. And
what's this?
Here comes CJ Felony. Lines up for the chair shot on Shock, but Felony's got it. Felony. Tosses it to the ground.
Not after everything he's done for you. You are not doing that to him. I am sick of a little punk like you thinking that you can take advantage of the man who brought you here. Are you crazy? Have you lost your mind?
CJ Felony with some choice words for Baxter. Have you lost your mind?
And Baxter with a kick.
The low blow to CJ Felony. Both IWA instructors laid out upon his graduation. There will be no flowers.
Oh, mercy. Baxter has stormed out again, leaving two men writhing in pain in the ring.
There will be no pomp. There will be no circumstance. There will only be the fallout.
KL Shock. They're making their way up to their feet. It was a bit intense.
It was intense. I was a little worried we'd have to drop the live broadcast here because Baxter was not looking too pleased.
No, he really doesn't like Randy Newman.
Certainly not. Didn't care for the 2003 classic Toy Story either. Shock and Felony kind of willing themselves to their feet here. Seemingly, well, very disappointed in the outcome.
That was a low blow.
Certainly.
Shake it off.
Felony shakes it off.
They're up.
Raising each other's hands in the air.
All right. The elder statesman of the night.
Making their gracious exit, unlike Baxter.
Trying to impart words of wisdom and reason. Words unheard by the young Baxter.
They make their exit.
Was it crappy teacher or crappy student?
That does beg the question.
We're hearing from our ring announcer, Cheeky, now making his way back into the ring for our next match of the night after that shocking turn of events.
If I was Cheeky, I'd be a little freaked out to get back in there.
Certainly.
We're almost done with our
but he's used to it. He's a professional. The official makes his way to the ring.
All right. Let's shake off those bad vibes.
Chad the ref.
Chad the ref is in the building.
Fan favorite. Always the professional.
This next bout is another student versus student match. Introducing first.
Here we go.
Weighing in tonight at a stout 220 pounds. Hailing from San Francisco, California. Please welcome Raunchy Ricky Rose.
We are joined by Raunchy Ricky Rose here in the Spire.
What is he sporting? A cutoff tank top?
And that reads a stud muffin, if I'm not mistaken.
True, and a riding crop in his one hand. We are in a church, right?
Yep, those shades are certainly putting the whole look together.
I guess someone will be saying, oh God, later.
Raunchy Ricky Rose parading to the crowd here, enjoying his welcome.
They love him. And what's not to love?
Certainly knows very well who he is and looking very ready for this match.
The handlebar mustache, the sideburns, it's all working for him. Everything's coming together tonight at the Spire.
And his opponent.
Here we go. Jax Abbott entering the ring, not before saying hello to his family sitting in the front row. He's looking buff, he's looking tough.
He's looking ready and he's looking intimidating.
That's right.
With that combat gear on.
Looks like he just got off the airsoft course and he's ready to continue the madness.
The officials asking both competitors if they're ready to go. The stud muffin crop top has been dropped. I think that means we're in business.
Looks like it could be a pretty even match, but we'll see. The bell is rung, and Stud Muffin is at it.
Ricky goes for the battle axe to start the match on Jax Abbott. Takes him to the ropes. Goes flying, goes for a strike, but Abbott is countering with a few strikes of his own.
Very
scooped
quick.
And slammed to the middle of the ring.
Pound for pound, these must be two of the heavier fighters we've had tonight, but it doesn't show. They are quick and nimble.
Quick, nimble, and powerful. Manhattan drop. Ricky's certainly taking a beating here at the beginning of this match. He flips over the ropes.
I can't see where he's gone. He's gone to the floor.
Past the apron, past our vantage point,
and
into the crowd.
Jax has followed him out.
Jax follows suit. Oh. Jax slamming Ricky Rose's head into the apron. That is the hardest part of the ring repeatedly.
Oof. Following
coming
him around,
around
the
our
outside.
Way, and I don't know if I want to see that, Jeff. Yikes.
That was a yikes indeed.
Jax Abbott calls for one more.
Oh.
And
it's whew. An even four. Slammed his head on every side of the ring.
Ricky That's Rose is looking stunned.
His dedication.
Jax Abbott landing strikes, sending him into the turnbuckle. Lays him out flat, does Abbott in the middle of the ring. Ricky Rose left to recover. We got some Abbott cheers.
Ricky Rose holding his hand out.
Looking to shake his hand, but I don't know about that.
Oh, and a poke to the eyes, Three Stooges style. He is from Vegas, the home of vaudeville, I think.
Yeah, hate to see it. And Jax Abbott won't be seeing much of anything after that poke. Landing some strikes to the midsection is Ricky Rose sending Abbott into the ropes. Lands an elbow strike to the chest.
I felt that one.
Going to pick up his fallen competitor. Takes him for a, looking for that vertical suplex.
Oh yeah.
Goes for the pin. Official calls it two.
This ain't over yet.
Certainly not over yet. We've seen, I think, only the beginning from these two, Jeff.
That's right. Ricky the Raunchy Rose has a lot of stamina.
A lot of stamina, a lot of confidence, and seemingly a strategy as he buries Jax Abbott's face into the mat.
A little bit of friendly humiliation on a Saturday night.
Abbott crawls for the ropes, but Ricky with the upper hand. Ref calls for a clean break.
Ricky seems to have found his stride.
Raunchy Ricky Rose getting some serious boos from this Kingston crowd, Jeff.
Doesn't seem to affect him. I think it feeds him almost.
Interesting, interesting. Maybe. I suppose they say any press is good press?
Yeah, I suppose.
Is that still fly in Vegas, or is that just what happens there?
Oh, and slamming Jax into the turnbuckle.
Raunchy Ricky Rose absolutely dominating this match right now, seeing if Jax Abbott can have any kind of a comeback after strike in the corner.
Abbott hanging on by a thread. Those boos are for Ricky Raunchy Rose.
The official is checking on Jax Abbott, who is splayed out in the ring as Rose again is...
Oh, makes him smell his shoe and then sends him down again.
A little bit of an underhanded tactic there, a little bit. Again, like you said, humiliation. And there we go. There's a
just playing with him at this point.
Chop to the neck.
Oh!
Drops himself onto Jax Abbott, again laying his competitor flat as Ricky Rose turns him over for the pin. Official says two. It's only two.
Only two.
This match, while being dominated by Raunchy Ricky Rose, is still anyone's game until that pinfall. Lands a drop, does Ricky on the fallen Jax. Another pin. Kicks out at two, does Jax Abbott. How about that stamina, Jeff?
Jax, he started strong, but he's starting to fade a little bit. I don't want to talk too loudly because I don't want him to hear me.
Exactly.
He's still bigger than I am.
Hopefully he understands. We just call it as we see it here. Oh. We both know we couldn't be doing this. I don't know, maybe you could.
Who knows?
I'm good behind the mic.
Raunchy Ricky Rose just tossing him about. He might not be a crowd favorite, but his hair certainly is probably the best of the night.
Continually dropping himself on the knee of Jax Abbott and now plying at it. The officials checking in on Jax Abbott as Ricky Rose wrenches on that joint. Jax works out of it with some elbow strikes.
He's not done yet.
Slaps Rose across the face, again hitting him with those strikes.
They're both looking exhausted yet dedicated.
Eyes from Ricky Rose, that's gotta sting.
Ooh, yeah.
A little bit of applause here from the crowd, seemingly willing Jax Abbott on to continue this match. Rose sends him flying, drops him with the elbow to the mat again, but is not done. Doesn't go for the pin.
Just
rocking
punishment.
The cradle. Looking to put Jax Abbott to sleep here. He's got the choke locked in. Abbott is reaching for the ropes, but he just can't make it. Ricky Rose has planted them both in the middle, and there's no way out. The official checking in. That's one drop, two drops. Jax Abbott might be out.
Might be.
Unbelievable. Jax Abbott is still in the game on the third count, and he is working his way to his feet.
Oh, he's putting up some resistance.
Landing those elbow strikes to the midsection of Rose. Rose lands quite a low blow to Jax there.
Rallying the crowd, Ricky Rose seems to be having a good time tonight.
Jax Abbott shielding himself from the strikes of Rose. Kind of a hushed fall over the crowd here as they're seemingly waiting in anticipation to see if Jax Abbott will even be okay. Scooped and slammed to the mat. Is Jax Abbott by Ricky Rose again left prone.
See Ricky tapping an elbow.
Huge drop. It goes for the pin. Jax Abbott kicks out and throws.
A mighty kick.
Throws Ricky Rose out of the ring with that kick.
Not an easy feat.
Kick out for the century there. Strike after strike again from Rose. Abbott's getting fired up.
Abbott is getting fired up. He's got a rage look in his eye now. I think we are starting
to see. He ducks under. And he sends Ricky Rose spiraling through the air and to his back.
The crowd is going bananas.
Both men down. The official has started the count. That's two, now three. We're hearing chance of finish him. We're hearing a rather split crowd, but they are loving the action here at the Spire.
Absolutely. Jax Abbott.
Six.
Getting himself up. Composing himself. He's finding his feet. They're both up. And a punch and two from Jax Abbott. Oh, my goodness.
Sending Rose into the turnbuckle. Jax Abbott, big splash with an elbow in the corner. Sends Rose again into the turnbuckle. And again, big press in the corner.
Big indeed.
Abbott fired up.
Two very evenly matched fighters, I would think.
I would say so too. Just from the back and forth we've seen, even when... Unbelievable slam again from Jax Abbott. He goes for the pin. One, two. Rose kicks out.
I don't know. That was two and a bit.
It was two and a bit, that is for sure. Very lucky.
I guess that still ain't
was
three,
Rose,
though.
Was Rose, or perhaps very tough.
This might be the toughest match we've seen so far tonight.
Yeah, very close, but no cigar for both parties.